to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest was named one of the top health and fitness experts by the Huffington Post. She's a certified life coach, nutritional consultant of natural medicine with a doctorate in psychology. She's been featured on ABC and CNN and so many more. Welcome author of How to Fight Fatflammation, Dr. Lori Shemek. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Doc.
Hello. How is everybody?
Great. Great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Great to be back.
I've interviewed hundreds of experts, and they all seem to have North to South Pole opinions when it comes to nutrition, diet, exercise. However, there's one thing the majority seem to agree on, and that's inflammation is the root cause of most disease. Your book takes this a step further by sharing how inflammation can also cause us to get fat. What is fatflammation?
Yes, fatflammation essentially is the core cause of weight gain. It is, in fact, the silent inflammation of our fat cells. So we all know what acute inflammation is, and it's not so cute because it hurts, it's swollen, it's a necessary part of our immune system, and we need it, okay? We also have another type of inflammation called silent inflammation, and its very name suggests danger because, unlike acute inflammation, which I refer to as loud inflammation, silent inflammation, we don't know it's there. And so it is there. It's lurking there 24/7. And silent inflammation is the core cause of most illness, disease, faster aging. And so the last type of inflammation is what I refer to as fatflammation. And again, it is the core cause of weight gain. It is the silent inflammation of our fat cells. So our cells, when we are inflamed, produce or emit a trickle, a low level of inflammatory molecules, unlike acute inflammation, which produced an enormous amount, right?
Right.
Well, our fat cells actually release a low level of inflammatory molecules, and one would think that this would be better. But in fact, it's not, because again, it's there 24/7. So the only way you know you have fatflammation is the fact that you are overweight. And throughout our body, we have about roughly 75 to 100 billion fat cells. And you can think of them about the size of a pencil, I'm sorry, about the size of a period on the end of a sentence when healthy. And with the lifestyle choices we make, the types of foods we eat, they become stuffed and bloated, okay? And each one is like a small factory when toxic. Because remember, this is an immune reaction.
Right.
And they are emitting these signals, okay? And this has a metabolic effect that is slowing down your metabolism, which means the cell is storing more fat, becoming larger and more bloated, and acting as if it's infected or sick. So if you think of it as a small factory, one small fat cell spewing out these inflammatory molecules, you can see the powerful effect that you have.
Right. Now, your book shares some great tips that you talked about food. I remember reading about certain vegetables that can help shrink fat cells, like particularly spinach. What about the other side of the coin? Are there any vegetables that we should stay away from or maybe eat in moderation that may contribute to fat growth? Or are they all...
No, they're all actually very healthy for you. Now, there's non-starchy veggies, which you can eat in unlimited amounts, like, celery or lettuce, for example, kale, broccoli, those types of things. And then the starchy veggies, you want to really, you don't want to overdo it with them, because what we want to do is create balanced blood sugar. So when you are eating things such as sweet potatoes, which are very healthy for you, but if you eat them in excess, then you have a problem with blood sugar, and that promotes fat storage.
What about corn? It's gotten such a bad rap lately. Are you anti-corn?
Yes, I am. And there's a reason for it. In fact, corn is a grain, and it is a grain that is very high in omega-6 fat. So we have an imbalance between omega-3 fats and 6 fats, right? Both are healthy. Both are essential. But the omega-6 fat is what is the balance is in favor of. And what happens with too much omega-6 fat in our diet, such as from corn or corn oil, we create a compound called arachidonic acid. And this compound is stored within the fat cell itself, creating a fat cell that acts even more infected and more cranky, if you will, emitting more of those inflammatory molecules. So you can see that it's important then to add more omega-3 fat to your diet, right, to balance it out. And a way to do that is by adding in, as everyone has probably heard, you know, more omega-3 fish, such as sardines or wild salmon, walnuts, and chia seeds, for example, are very high in omega-3 fat.
Yeah, very good. Let me ask you, what about fruits? I've been having a lot of experts come on the show that are labeling fruit as public enemy number one. Who would have thought this? What's your opinion? Should we limit our consumption, or are fruits okay?
Right. I recommend limiting consumption. However, there are certain fruits that actually reduce fat cell inflammation. For example, blueberries contain a phytochemical that actually goes to the heart, saturates the fat cell itself, reversing inflammation within. High sugar fruits, people tend to eat a lot of. That means that, again, you're not just encouraging more fat storage, but it's, you're also encouraging fat storage within the liver itself, because fructose in fruit is metabolized differently than other sweet.
So blueberry is good. Is there one that's the real sweetest that you should stay away from? I would imagine oranges would be on that
oranges,
list.
Oranges, you know, it's interesting about, I'm on the fence about oranges, because there are studies out there that actually show that oranges reverse fat cell inflammation and inflammation throughout the body. So I'm still on the fence about that. But bananas are very common. People love them. I love them. And so I recommend a half a banana. In fact, I published a blog and some in a Facebook post of a ice cream made with banana. Very easy. You just freeze the banana. You add cocoa powder to it and stevia. You blend it up with your food processor, right, and it becomes this wonderful ice cream. And somebody said, but I thought we weren't supposed to have bananas. So, you know, a half a banana is good.
That's
it's fine.
Great. In the minute we have, I know that you'd mentioned sugar's a no-no, but soda, stress the importance of getting off soda. I had a patient lost 48 pounds in 6 weeks by doing nothing but stop drinking sodas.
Excellent. Yes, stop triggering that high blood sugar level. It's creating inflammation throughout the body. It's inflaming the liver, your number one fat-burning organ. If it is inflamed, it can't do its job of burning fat properly. And that's where the frustration of losing weight comes in. People don't realize the foods they're eating are, in fact, affecting their liver.
Exactly. And these sugary drinks just go right into the system. And
you know, right,
I recommend seltzer water, add a little lemon. There's stuff you can do, a couple fruits in there. Wouldn't that get that
right
craving?
They have infusers bubbles that you can buy, little water bottle infusers. Put in any fruit, mint, whatever you want to flavor the water. And
I've seen
ice
those,
cubes,
yeah,
too. You can make
and I
ice
love
cubes
it like that, too, Dr. Shemek. I love these ideas you're giving. And you and Dr. Friedman are so informative together. Thank you so much. The book, How to Fight Fatflammation, is available everywhere books are sold or by going to fatflammation.com. Be also sure to read her healthy living blog at drlaurieshemek.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Laurie Shemek. And for our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. If you miss any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share these shows with your friends and put them on Facebook and check out our tweets at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.